Chapter 10. Tom and Meg tied the rope around a rock. The man was moving slowly through the water. He was holding on to the rope.
"Will he make it across?" said Meg.
"I hope so," said Tom. But the man looked very small in the wild sea.
"We can pull the rope to help him," said Meg.
With Tom and Meg's help, the man slowly moved towards the rocks. But as he finally reached them, a big wave pushed him under. But Tom saw the man's hand and grabbed it. He and Meg pulled the man onto the rocks. His eyes were closed.
"Is he alive?" said Meg.
"I think so," said Tom. He touched the man's face. The man opened his eyes and stared at Tom. Then he smiled. There was something familiar about the man.
"Tom?" said the man.
He sat up and stared at Tom.
"How do you know my name?" said Tom.
Then Tom smiled too.
"Who is he? Do you know him?" said Meg.
"James! This is my brother, James," said Tom. He was much older, but it was James.
"Is your brother the captain of that ship?" said Meg.
She looked very surprised. "Yes, I am," said James. He smiled at Tom and Meg.
"Thank you for saving me and my men," said James.
They climbed back over the rocks. Tom saw the wreckers running away up the beach. The sailors were standing near the boats. They were very happy to see their captain. James introduced Tom and Meg to the men.
"We need a place to rest," said James.
"Well, there is the inn, but the innkeeper is a friend of those wreckers," said Meg.
"We will deal with him," said one sailor.
"Show us the way," said another sailor.
As they climbed the cliff path, Tom's mind was full of questions, but James looked tired. Tom was very happy to have his brother back again. When they got to the inn, Ned stood at the door. He looked angry, but also afraid. He looked at the sailors.
"Who are you?" he asked.
"We are the men of the Silver Star, the ship you wrecked," said James. Ned looked afraid.
"Not me. I am just an innkeeper," said Ned.
"He is lying," shouted Meg.
"He locked us in the cellar. He is with those wreckers. They set fire to the lighthouse," said Tom.
Ned stared angrily at Tom and Meg. Tom noticed James looking up at the inn.
"This is a fine inn. It is a pity the innkeeper is a criminal," said James.
Then he nodded at a couple of the sailors. The sailors and James pushed Ned inside the inn. There were shouts and noises inside. Then Ned came running out. He raced away over the cliffs. James came outside. He was smiling and holding something in his hand.
"What is that?" said Tom.
James showed the object to Tom and Meg.
"It is a key. The key to our new home," smiled James.
"The inn?" said Tom.
"Yes, it is time to come home from the sea. I will be a better innkeeper than the last one. If you and Meg will help me," said James.
Tom and Meg smiled at each other.
Meg nodded happily.
Yes, Captain, said Tom.